Why did he pick this one first? This is of all the things Jesus did. This one is what you talk about first. This is the first sign where Jesus revealed his glory and his disciples believed in him. And it's borderline trivial. I think that in itself is the point. The point of the gospel is not survival. It is new creation. God is fixing everything. For the world to be right, does it matter if this party goes on and people have, you know, the wine and their beverages continue their fellowship, and that this, and for this wedding to be a joyful occasion, does that matter?
No.
Yes. Deeply. If it's not that way, then it's not new creation. If there's not abundance, if there's not sufficiency, if there's not enough, if there's not relational connection, then it's not new creation. Then it's not here yet. It's not fixed, and it's not yet the kingdom of God come in its fullness. It matters when we eat together. It matters when we are connected. It matters that you're not embarrassed. It matters with these social occasions or occasions of joy. It matters that you have enough. It all matters. He's saying, just like I did back on the first third day, I'm making this new again. And I want your lives to be lives of new creation. I want your lives to be in the kingdom of God completely. And everything matters. If we reduce the gospel to just who's going to heaven or not, then you might as well cut out about 99% of the Bible. Am I right? It all matters. Your life matters. And what you do with it now matters. And what you partner with God in doing right now matters deeply and will continue on into the final new creation. And He is going to fix it all. And you will see, in whatever that situation is, you will see the mountains drip with new wine in that too. Because Jesus isn't done creating. But John 14, or later on in the book of signs, you know, this is after either, depending on how you count, after all of them or before the final sign of resurrection. But so we have all these signs that John, the writer, points to. He says, these are the signs. These are the things that mean something. These are the things you're going to pay attention to. After all that, and this occurs just as, you know, Jesus is having his closing, you know, conversations with his disciples before he goes to the cross. What does he say? Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me. There's that. We probably should spend some more time on that sometime. But whoever believes in me, not just this intellectual, you know, agreement with a proposition, but whoever believes in me with their lives, with their heart, with what they do, with who they are, whoever trusts and follows me, will what? Will do the works I have been doing. So what kind of work has Jesus been doing in this first sign? In Cana of Galilee. Think about that.
Making wine?
Making wine? Yeah. Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think he made the wine so people would believe in him. I think he made the wine to fix this situation. I think he made the wine because that's what this situation called for. I think that's what Jesus did all the time with everything that he did. What kind of things was he about? The really, really important, you know, the critical things in life. You know, life and limb and healing people and picking people. What was he doing? What kind of works was he doing? It was works about relationships. What, somebody else is going to say something.
I just said only what he saw his father
doing. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That revealing the glory of the Father was on the third day. I mean, have we ever been able to invent a machine that turns water into wine?
No way. No, it's life. It's a process. Yeah.
God did on the third day.
Yeah.
It's called the grapevine.
Yeah, you're right.
So there's a miracle all around us. And Jesus just did what the Father was doing.
That's right.
Maybe on a short period of time.
Yeah, exactly. That's something that reflected in his, you know, we've talked about that before, like when he, you know, divided the fish and fed a whole bunch of people, and he does that all the time, every year, when fish go to spawn and reproduce themselves.
He wanted to keep the party going.
Huh? That's right. He wanted to keep the party going. Yeah. Let's think about it in a different... First, let's get this point before we move on from this. What did Jesus say? What does this passage mean when he's telling his disciples this?
Believe in me.
No. He said, truly, you guys who believe in me, you will do the things I have been doing.
Miracles?
Huh? And even greater things than these. So you're going to do the business that I've been about with my life, the things that you've seen me be about in my life, you're going to do the same thing. Okay? Maybe that means miracles, right? But regardless, this gives a tremendous amount of agency to who?
Everybody.
Yes. Thank you, Dennis. To everybody. To us. So what you do matters. It's not about believing in some things. That's incredibly important. Again, we talk about all these levels in the Scripture. You can't get anywhere without that level. But you cut it off there, you miss what? It says, man, you have agency. You have responsibility. Your life, your decisions mean something. Your life and the things you do matter. Okay? They matter. You have the ability. You have, that's a good, okay, that's, I don't know why I couldn't think of that word. The ability to shape your world and the world around you to various extents. You're not God, but you're becoming more and more like Him. Okay? You have the ability to shape your world. Okay? So, just think about that. I want you to think about... Travis, grab his needle. And again, we saw, you know, this first sign was not something that you would normally consider important. Not critical. It's not like this life or death issue, is it? I mean, really, come on. Life or death issue, having enough wine at a wedding. Maybe. Okay. I will say no here. No.
I mean, it could have transformed not just their wedding day, but the entire rest of their married life.
It could have. It may have.
Their standing in the community.
Yeah, it may have. It may have, yeah. Yeah, but you still, I mean, come on, can you just say that no, it's not a matter of life and death?
Right.
Okay, we can start there, right? So I want to think about things. I want you to think about, as we talk about some questions I want us to think about. If we are called by this God to exercise our ability to shape our worlds. Okay, the gospel, from the whole sweep, it's about new creation. It's about making things and shaping things. All right, the kingdom of God embracing this world. You know, the kingdom of God clashes with earth. You see heaven crashing into earth in Revelation 21. We just read that passage. Okay, and this whole story is about making and remaking. Everything we just saw about Jesus is about making and remaking and making things new. All right? So we're thinking about that sort of thing, about, I don't know, crafting a new life, a new world. I want to think about it in terms of things that aren't life and death. Okay? When we pray for things, we pray for people who are sick and people who are in, you know, bad situations with very, very, very good reason. That's the first thing that always comes to our mind, you know. Very good reasons. But I want to think about ask yourself the question, what do you want? Not what do you need. I mean, you know, you need to, you know, go to heaven when you die. Oh, you need, yeah, you need the needs, and you need to go to heaven when you die. Well, think, what do you want? And what do you want that flows out of the kingdom of God? Okay. Peace. Okay.
Forgiveness.
Yeah, forgiveness. Contentment, God's love, okay. Yeah. Enough to share. Okay, one more in this one.
Do we really need money?
Okay. I'm asking, what do you want?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Different question. Yeah, I want some more. Okay, now. These are good. Okay, but these are Sunday school answers. Okay, this is a Sunday school. Okay, what? Don't take me wrong. I want to erase this. Okay, those are good answers. Okay, what are your dreams? That are again with the caveat that they flow out of your connection with God.
To make
a difference. Okay, settle down. Good advice. Okay.
Be successful.
There you go. Be successful in what? Be more specific. Yeah, thank you.
Be noticed.
Okay. Okay. There you go. You know, I have a dream. A couple things that come to my mind. I'll think about, what are your dreams? Okay, I want to see my son, you know, grow up into a fully actualized man, a good man who makes good decisions, right? Okay? See a son, a good man. Okay, now. Now, wait a minute. There's a lot in here, right? So, if I want to see, if this is my dream, and if I am empowered and called by God, and actually have the responsibility by God to do the sorts of things that Jesus did, and to shape new creation, participate with God in His kingdom, participate with God in new creation, what sorts of things do I need to be doing to see this happen?
Be his mentor.
Yeah, all sorts of things. You guys that are...
Pray.
Yeah.
Yourself.
There you go. Who said that? Yeah. What's the first thing?
Provide.
So I want to be able to see my son grow up.
Yeah.
So what does that mean I need to do? What's step one? Yeah. Stop eating junk all the time. Right? I mean, seriously.
Yes.
Is that important or is that not important?
It is important.
Huh?
It's a matter of life and death.
It's literally a matter of life and death. But to see my dream, if God is empowering me, you know, if that is a dream that I have, is that dream congruent with the kingdom of God? Yeah. Do I feel like that's part of what God has shaped me into being? Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it important whether or not that I don't eat junk all the time?
Yeah.
Yes. Is that part of the Christian walk? Yeah. Is that part of following Jesus? Just taking care of myself? Yes. Do you see what I'm saying? What else? It says, so I also have to mentor him. Yes, pray for him. Absolutely. And but what else is there in raising a good son? Some of you people can give me some advice. Yeah, discipline. Example and modifying. Yeah. Huh?
Work on your own relationship with God.
That's right. Exactly. Also, I mean, so much. You know, what about showing him how to use a knife?
Yeah.
Is that part of the kingdom of God? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But where does this go? Where does this dream lead you into? It's so much, right?
Grandchildren.
So much stuff. Yeah, grandchildren, yeah. Yeah, another line. Let's cut that one off. In another dream, you know, that I don't really know if it's a dream I have or not yet. It's just something I've just started to think about a little bit. Maybe I want to write a book someday. You know, assuming I ever have anything worth writing down, right? Would you think that might, you know, if that could that possibly be congruent with the kingdom of God? Yeah. All right. Now, I want you to think about it. Let me ask you guys the question again. What are your dreams? What do you want?
My biggest one is that my kids marry who God wants them to marry.
Good luck with that. Okay. Yeah, thank you. That's yeah. I wish you could have seen Hannah's face when you did that. But that's important. Is that important?
Yeah, very.
It's incredibly important. Incredibly important. So Hannah?
Wait.
Yeah, wait.
Another dream.
Huh? Yeah.
I dreamed my whole family would be sitting with me in the church.
There you go. Good. See, let's say marriage. You know, family. That your family would come into relationship with God, right? Because that can happen. Yeah, okay. Yeah, absolutely. What else? What's other dreams? Okay, now again, what are we thinking about here? We're not thinking about life and death. What are your dreams? What do you think that God, in His new creation, when you think about things being new and another chance, when you think about this world being fuller and more abundant, what do you think about? What gets you excited about that, huh?
New body.
A new body, okay. Yeah.
I guess earlier I mostly meant fulfilling work.
Yep, there you go. Fulfilling, that's a huge one. Okay, what were you saying?
Equality.
Excellent. Equality. Yeah. Okay.
Not making decisions based on fear.
There you go.
I feel like to come back to the verse about every man sitting under his own tree.
Right.
That's my dream. Just
rest in your own shade tree. Okay. Simple. Okay. What about you, Travis? Huh? Nope.
Is there any room?
No? What else? Yeah.
An easel.
Okay, now. So you're thinking about what you want. What do you want out of life? Not what you need. Even though these some of these things you need, not immediately what you need. Life and death. What do you want? What would make your life sing? What do you dream about? What would make this wedding... Go ahead and think. Wedding... thank you, Travis. What would make the feast last longer, right? You know, what? Maybe it's relationships that need to be fixed, or maybe it's, you know, some other change in your life, or, you know, maybe making art, or... It could be anything. What will make your life sing? What are your dreams? Now I want you to ask yourself. Don't go change the water into wine. That's what Jesus does. But what do you? What is the next step? The next right thing? My dream is to see my son grow up into a good man. All that whole list of things that we come up with, from me eating better to being his example and disciplining him, all this stuff. What's the next right thing for that dream?
Make it happen.
I don't know. So you ask, you talk about the what you ask yourself. What do you need to do to fill up the jar? Okay. Okay. Thank you, guys. Let's pray. God, we thank you so much for another opportunity to be here. We thank you so much for your word. And we thank you for your spirit. And we pray, God, that you just shape us more and more and more to the kind of people who chase after you and your new creation and who embrace your kingdom and who participate with you in it. We thank you for this time together. Help it continue. We thank you so much for this food that you provided for us to share together today. We know all good things come from you, God. And we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.